From Miami to Seattle and San Diego to Minneapolis, this week the National Football League's players were back at work. In Tennessee, several of the Titans reminisced about how they'd spent their free time during the lockout.
Hanging out and, playing a little golf, hanging out with the family.
This year was a big Disney World trip, so did 8 days at Disney, so you can only imagine how that was.
Just went to the YMCA. I got a membership at the Y, so I think a lot of people in downtown Y are familiar with me.
You know, it's good to sit on the couch and chill out for a minute and just relax. So I did definitely enjoy my time off.
Like the players, the coaches took advantage of the fact that they couldn't engage in company business after the company locked out its employees. Or at least Chicago Bears head coach Lovie Smith saw that circumstance as an opportunity.
Well, we had a long offseason, I'll say that. But took a long trip to Rome this year. So my wife and I had a great time and kind of visited and hung out as much as anything and started waiting for this day to come.
Throughout the NFL, fans were also waiting for the day when they would learn that the season would transpire as planned. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, fans of the New England Patriots crowded into the bleachers beside the practice field and spilled over onto the hillside behind the end zone. A young fellow named Craig saw attendance at training camp as part of his own preseason preparation.
And we're just huge fans. Getting even the slightest piece of this team right now is pumping me up. We just come here to get pumped up for the season.
Picnicking on the grass beside the field, Sylvia Nolette and her daughter Shannon, both dressed in Pats jerseys, were grateful for the proximity to the players during training camp.
I just enjoy seeing them this close. Instead of when you go to a normal game, you're way up there and there. It's more like watching high school football right now.
Now that's an interesting comparison. I don't think I've ever heard the NFL compared to high school football. That's very cool.
You can see them. They're close, so it's cool.
Like the fans, the players were appreciative of the return to business as usual, or as usual as the relationship between pro football players and their fans can be. Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski was happy to be performing for an audience.
The fans are great. We appreciate all their support, and we love going out there and playing for them. And, I mean, it can't be no more fun kids going wild for your autograph after, so that's cool too.
Of course, training camp, even training camp convened in the wake of a four-month lockout, is not all applause and autograph signing. Besides having to work themselves into game shape, normally players must learn or relearn the thick book of plays particular to each team. Many of the offensive plays and defensive alignments feature multiple variations, each requiring adjustments on the part of several players. Those who don't know the playbook well enough to recognize how their obligations have changed when the quarterback changes the play at the line of scrimmage can look foolish when they miss a blocking assignment or step to the right when they're supposed to have gone left. Cody Grimm of the Tampa Bay Bucks acknowledges that the challenge can be daunting, especially after the lockout.
Everything seems like it's in fast forward, to tell you the truth. Takes a little bit more time studying. Thankfully, I'm not a rookie again this year, but yeah, everything's crammed. The stuff that took us a week or two to put in during OTAs and mini camps, we have to install in 2 days. So everything's kind of in fast forward right now, and you just got to do everything you can to try to keep up.
Grimm is in his second season with the Bucks, but the challenge to learn the playbook quickly is not limited to less experienced players. Wide receiver Michael Spurlock is entering his fourth NFL season, and in this abbreviated preseason, he's had to create study halls whenever he can.
It's work away from work. We take our lunch period or whatever block of time that we have free, and we take that time because this is our job. This is the way we make our money. This is the way we feed our family. So when we hit the field, we don't want to be at the back of the group. We want to be at the front of the group. We want to be the leaders of this team. So in order to do that, you have to put your time in to where no matter if you're practicing or not, when that time comes, you're up to speed with everybody else.
Michael Spurlock and the rest of the players in the NFL will get an opportunity to demonstrate how well they've done their homework very shortly. 10 teams will play preseason games on Thursday, and 10 more will be in action on Friday. The regular season will open on September 8th when the New Orleans Saints face the Packers in Green Bay. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Whether you call it doga or dogga, it's a happening thing in Florida, where instructor Susie Teitelman holds classes for two-legged enthusiasts and their four-legged partners. When you feel good, they feel good, Ms. Teitelman says. They want to be around your goodness. We chant together to feel the vibrations. Then we start moving into twists and turns. Though the dogs have not actually said they enjoy such gyrations, Susie Teitelman cannot imagine that it is otherwise. They're getting touched. They're getting love, she says, and everybody needs to be hanging upside down. Not only that, according to Ms. Teitelman, the regimen need not be limited to dogs. It definitely works with cats, she says, and when I do downward dog, my bird comes over.